Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warren Clark is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving upstate New York.
The Better Business Bureau, most of our support comes from small business, and we've been trying to do programming over the last several years to help small businesses with timely and important information, things like cybersecurity. We also do workplace violence, active shooter, reputation management, customer service, but this obviously has been a hot topic. I serve on a couple of other boards, including American Society for Industrial Security and Crime Stoppers, and the law enforcement folks were looking to try and do one of these events to try and help businesses see how to protect themselves from potential cyber intrusion and how to mitigate it if you are hacked.
Now, Warren, you think of cyber attacks and you think, all right, they're going after the big businesses like ECMC. They got attacked by some attack recently. Right. But the smaller businesses, they're much more vulnerable because they don't have the funds. So what type of things do you recommend to small business owners when it comes to protecting personal and financial data?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a good point, is that the big businesses have resources, but truthfully, these attacks don't come directed necessarily at individual that they know. They're kind of fishing with the F rather than PH, looking for a weak spot in a computer. So the fact that this hasn't been as prevalent this last week with the WannaCry and some other derivations of this attack haven't been as successful in the United States because most people here keep their operating systems up to date. So if you, for instance, in Asia and China, in many cases, they've stolen, they haven't paid the licensing fee, so they don't have the patches. That's why this has been much more prolific in some of those places. So what we tell people is make sure you keep your software up. At the Better Business Bureau, we have ours updated automatically. What happens is in a small business, you come in, you got a reminder that says, update your operating. I don't want to do that. I got email to do. I've got a meeting to go to. I got business to do. And they put it off. And if they put it off, they're vulnerable. So that's one of the key things that we tell people. You should have a plan for response. I have in my office the place that you call if you got a plumbing problem, electrical problem, and a data problem. And then things like cyber insurance, which most business owners don't realize is actually specifically excluded in your business owner's package. So, because it's so prevalent, there's actually now, it's not a question, it's listed as not included, and you need to buy a policy for it. And we didn't have it at the Bureau, so we had to do the same thing.
Is it a requirement now for small businesses that register and work through you all to have the cybersecurity?
No, it's really our responsibility to keep their data safe. So that's why we're out doing these things, is telling people, protect your data, protect yourself. The truth is probably one in four businesses that does get breached is not going to make it because there are fines and fees and then what you have to pay to recover and then what you have to pay to potentially protect people whose data you may have breached. And the number that we're using is somewhere in about 6 months, the average business could be at $250,000, not a big business, a small business, in fees, fines, and recovery costs.
How are these hackers, you've heard, I'm sure, countless stories of people being hacked. How are some of these hackers getting into these small businesses?
Well, they search for the ability weaknesses in IP addresses. So one of the things that we did as a BBB system, we were one of 110 Better Business Bureaus throughout North America, and we were all instructed 2 or 3 years ago to go to a more secure email service. Every one of us went to a Google paid email service as part of our North American system because that had defense mechanisms. I know as a not-for-profit, sometimes our emails don't get through to sources that we're sending them to because there are spam filters. So we tell people, set your filters, train your employees. With, you know, I was just talking to our vice president who's here today as well, and we're going to actually try and run a test. So send a fake email to the staff and see if they open it, something that won't be damaging, but that we'll know if they opened it. But it's a fire drill. You know, if you wouldn't not have a fire drill, you have to protect everything in your business, and your data today is probably the core of most businesses' business. So you know, if your data is breached or vulnerable or lost, ransomware, that's what ECC had, that can be devastating.
Is the general tip then for anyone who has a small business, employs a few people, don't click on any links that you don't recognize?
Anybody, big business, small business, individuals, absolutely. And it's actually deeper than that. I got one about 2 years ago. It had a Dropbox attachment from somebody that sent me Dropbox attachments, but it looked odd to me because it was only to me, and normally I was part of a small group that this person would send to. Now I hit reply and said, "Did you send this?" And he misunderstood me and said, "Yes, I use Dropbox," and I opened it. And I got kicked off Google. I sent 700 spam emails to people on my mail list and had to do a recovery. Now, I had no PII, no personal identifiable information. There was no penalties or fines for me. But each of us in a business, big or small business, is a person. And a lot of times, businesses may not take the steps. And certainly at home, you know, we might do things at work that we should take home with us. One of the things we preach is two-step authentication, which is the only foolproof way to keep your identifiable information right now, and that is if you have a smartphone, you can go into your settings, and if you're spending money, so if you're looking something up in the dictionary online, don't worry about it. But if you're going to spend money, Amazon, your bank, eBay, all you do is you go in and set up a two-step authentication, and what you do, you put in your password, hit enter, it sends you another password to your smartphone that you then have to enter to get in. That has not been hacked yet. So, and we have information on our website, and we're actually giving information out about that here today.
This ransomware information that's been coming out, it's literally what it sounds like. They're holding your information for ransom. Now, we've heard reports that some businesses, they pay the ransom, they get their information back. But in other cases, they pay the ransom, nothing happens. How common is this?
That's a great question. I don't know that we have statistics on that at this point, but it was something I was thinking about while we were doing this presentation this morning. It's a great question. If you asked me for advice, which might be the next question, pay it or don't pay it, I would say I don't know. Some of these, the one that happened recently over this past week, they were looking for Bitcoin. There were some things that showed that it was kind of immature, if for lack of a better term, that it wasn't a professional looking stuff. I would be real hesitant because a real good chance you could pay money and get nothing back. I think the first thing to do is to get into your business response plan. You know, make sure that you protect, do what you can. What we have is we have a backup system that even if we had ransomware, what I would do, I would not pay. I would shut it down and I would back up to yesterday and start. You know, would have to try and recreate the day, but not have paid because you don't know that you're going to get it.
Warren, I think back to 10 years ago, people would get these spam emails that's, you know, I'm a prince from Nigeria, and here I am.
Wanting to share their exactly. wealth with you, absolutely.
But generally speaking, now it is way more complicated than it was before. Can you just speak to how hackers have really adapted to the growing technology?
Well, it's even more anonymous. You know, that they were identifying themselves as a person or a thing. Now it's an email saying, you know, pay or else. And it's to an anonymous kind of situation. What they were doing before was playing to something to our individual greed. So, oh my goodness, they have $50 million and if I help them get it to the United States, I'm going to get $3 million of it. Why not? You know, what could be bad? This kind of situation is usually small money, but it's our direct money going to them. So it's not even them looking necessarily for our data. It's the ransomware is the scariest, and I think will be the most prolific, because there's always going to be someone who they, these hackers, that's what they do for a living, is try and figure a way to get into your data. And then if they can shut you down, again, the fact that the United States is not having this problem at the moment, it's being successful. People are paying. Yeah, and I'm sure that it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars these people have made for phishing emails. So the fact, if they find something that's vulnerable in the United States, we'll be susceptible to that. At this point, most American companies seem to be safe.
Alan Griffin is the senior cybersecurity expert for AT&T.
In today's seminar, to talk about cybersecurity, some of the things that we're seeing, and how we might be able to help customers that are affected by cybersecurity.
Alan, why now? Why are we talking about this now?
Well, this is absolutely a critical topic. It's been a critical topic for a number of years. However, if you think back to Friday of last week, the big ransomware attack that happened has just re-emphasized the fact that customers need to be vigilant and make sure that they're protected.
So what are you talking about and teaching today? This is obviously an educational opportunity as well.
Yes, so our topics today were really about how to protect your mobile device, how to protect your data, and how to protect your network. So those topics, we gave some suggestions, some best practices, and some areas that we've observed that customers should look at to protect themselves.
We've heard about this ransomware attack, and who's really at risk moving forward, do you think?
Well, you know, the whole ransomware thing is probably one of the absolute biggest threat vectors. So if you think about ransomware, how it gets into your computer, how it gets into your network, it really comes in a couple of different ways. One, you might get an email and it says, hey, this is a really great photo, click on it. You click on it, it's got some malware, and all of a sudden you've got the malware on your computer. The other thing, which probably more critical, is many customers did not patch their computer systems. And so if you look at the way that this thing got started, there was a Microsoft vulnerability, and the hackers were able to exploit that.
So to protect ourselves, first let me start with this. You obviously have a lot of smaller businesses who are here listening to you talk today. You know, how can they in particular, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are clients, so, you know, well, how do they protect themselves as a small business?
So there's a number of things that we suggest to our customers. No matter how big or small you are, back up your data. If you haven't done a data backup recently, do it. Do it today. The second thing is patch and update your systems. So whether you're using Microsoft Windows, whether you're using Apple iOS, update your systems immediately. And then, obviously, take a look at a good incident response plan in the event that you do get attacked. And really just focus on a continuous cybersecurity plan. So cybersecurity is not a once-and-done kind of thing. It really requires budget, and it requires persistence and ongoing updating.
We've heard about this term, cyber hygiene. Is that something you use, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really all comes together with updating your systems, backing up your data. But if you look at the weakest link within this chain, right? Unfortunately, you and I are the weakest link, right? We're working, we're mobile, we're using multiple devices, we're traveling. And so many of these things come not via an employee trying to be malicious or do bad things. A lot of these things happen because you got an email and you want to respond right away. You want to be proactive. You want to look good for your employees, your boss, etc. And you really want to try and do the right thing.
That's
where things can come off the rails.
Who are these people that are attacking the small businesses, large businesses? Is it domestic? Is it foreign mix?
Yeah, I mean, so if you look at this particular attack, you know, they're really still trying to uncover who did what, when, where, and why, right? So there's a number of theories out there that organizations would point to. You know, one theory is that this looks kind of similar to what happened with the Sony attack a couple years ago. And so, you know, we don't know exactly who started it. We may never know. And that's one of the things that I think is extremely challenging about cybersecurity today is, if you think back 5 or 10 years ago, when people hacked into systems, they would almost put a billboard out that said, "It was me, I did it, look at me." And they would thump their chest and everybody would be really proud about the big hack. Today, it's dead silence. Nobody's standing up saying, "We did this, we're the bad guys, look at us, we're really bad." So that's the big challenge is, a lot of organizations may have already been infiltrated or impacted, and they have no idea because the bad guys are in the system. They're just slowly collecting data and looking at the data.
When it comes to who is further along, so to say, you know, the hackers, they're constantly getting this new technology, implementing it. Are they constantly ahead of the IT and security professionals, or are the security people staying just about even with the hackers to keep them in check and keep the people safe?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think cybersecurity is a giant game of cat and mouse, right? The hackers do one thing, we get new tools, we get new hardware, we get new software. It becomes more effective, and then the hackers, who, by the way, are very well funded, they have lots of money to produce these kinds of things. They develop new tools, they develop new techniques. And then we chase the bad guys. We think we come up with a new solution. They develop something else. So it's really a giant game of cat and mouse. We're constantly chasing the bad guys with new tools, new capabilities. So that's why when I say you've got to be vigilant, you've got to budget, and you've got to continuously update your systems to prevent these kinds of attacks.
How has, just generally speaking, the cyber attacks affected business owners, small and large, here in Western New York?
I'm not aware or able to comment on specific ones here in Western New York, but I can tell you, you know, these ransomware attacks and other attacks that I've observed over the last years, no one is immune to these attacks. So, you know, if you think back to our recent election, there were a lot of hackers that put out specific threats against news media. And they said, you know, if you are reporting on the campaign on this day, this hour, we will attack you. Banks have been attacked. So, you know, if you think about a bank, their big thing is online banking, e-commerce, all those kinds of things. There have been organizations that have sent emails to specific banks and said, on this day, we will attack you. And if you're not prepared, then, you know, be prepared for the consequences.
This obviously has the potential to do a lot of damage. We've seen it shut down hospitals in the UK.
Right.
And similarly here, we've had a hospital hack at the emergency hospital here in Buffalo. So obviously this ransomware, you said that it's anybody, it can hit anywhere. Nobody's immune to this, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is, if you think back to, you know, how this started exploiting things, it was all around a Microsoft patch. And so in general, if you've updated your systems, you're probably somewhat immune to those kinds of attacks. And so, you know, if you think about other countries, they have not been as vigilant about patching and updating their systems as we are here in the U.S. So, you know, Microsoft issues a patch, our folks implement it. And Some other countries have not been as vigilant doing the updates as we are here in the U.S.
Are the patches the reason why, or I'm sorry, is security the reason why all these companies constantly come out with patches? Because a lot of people, they see, oh, another update from Windows or Mac, oh, whatever, I'll ignore that. But is security the primary reason why these patches come out?
So if you think about, I personally, I'm an iOS user. I have Macs at home. I have an iPhone. I updated my iPhone to iOS 10.3.2 last night. And the explanation for the update is bug fixes and improved security. Now, do I want to personally take the risk in not doing it? You know, that's up to me. But, a 15-minute update can provide some pretty good security if you just implement that.
That's my last question for you is, how has your job changed over the past decade? I mean, you've probably had to, like we talked about, keep up with the hackers. And were there even hackers, years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously invest millions and millions of dollars in technology. I think the biggest change that I've seen over the last 3, 4, 5 years is a couple of things. One, organizations have become much more aware that this is a threat. Executives within organizations have become aware that this is a key priority. So I think there's a big change is awareness, but I also think from the regulatory side and the penalty side, things have gotten a lot more strict. So it used to be, you had a cybersecurity break-in, you'd get slapped on the wrist, you'd move on, and, maybe you'd fix things, maybe you wouldn't. Today, whether you're a financial institution, whether you're a healthcare organization, there are significant penalties and liabilities that are part of cybersecurity today. And so those are probably the two biggest changes.
Kind of has become life or death.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about, if certain organizations can't access your healthcare record while you are in the middle of a medical emergency and they don't know or can't figure out that you're allergic to a certain kind of drug and you can't tell them that you're allergic to a certain kind of drug, there are not just financial ramifications, but life and death kind of ramifications.
We could talk for hours. I could pick your brain for hours.
Yeah.
But.
No, I mean, I think the key is just, update your systems, back up your data, train your employees. We've put forth public announcements, press releases to our customers. And those are really the big things that we suggest to our customers that they want to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.